we're really excited about this. What we've done, in essence, is thrown open the doors on thousands of indicators that really tell what life is like for many of the poorest people in the poorest countries. Everything from life expectancy to infant mortality, school enrollment, and then some of the indicators you know people are familiar with, GDP, GNI, and so on. So these numbers and statistics really tell a story about conditions in some of the more challenging countries and the emerging economies as well.
Who is this open data for?
It's really for everybody, because if you go to data.worldbank.org, you can access this data. And it's really a very easy-to-use interface. It's a website. And, for example, if you want to go in and look at figures on Haiti, if you're interested in Haiti, you can get a whole wealth of information on everything from health, education, environment, standard of living, cost of living, various indicators that tell you about conditions in that country. We really think that for researchers, for policymakers, for people that do work in development especially, this provides them with a very rich database of information to help them, first of all, determine what conditions are in countries, to help them form policies, and then to track and measure and monitor improvements over time.
And is this data also available in machine-readable formats, which is the what everyone talks about? That way people can go and parse it in various ways.
Well, there's a bunch of different interfaces and tools that pretty much allow you to use this data any way you would like to. So I could send it to you and share it with you now by email. You can download the entire data sets in Excel format. And there are tools, mapping tools, that will allow you to map some of this over time, and charts and graphs where you can compare indicators, for example, in different countries. So it's really a pretty rich way to interact with the data. Importantly, though, what we're also doing is we're really saying to the developer community, come in and take get access to this data and then create some new tools, do new analysis, mash it up with other data sets and other information that you have, and create better understanding of conditions and situations, and maybe some better solutions to how to deal with some complex and challenging problems in the developing countries.
Is that why you decided to go through with this? Crowdsourcing, I guess, is one way of looking at it, to get other people's input, see how they can put this data together and maybe help you do your job better, help others do their jobs better too?
Well, absolutely. It's part of a broader thrust here. We have an access to information policy that gets underway July 1st, where we're basically opening up much more of our information and our reports and the business that we conduct at the bank. That's July 1st that gets underway. This is sort of a step in that direction, whereby we're saying, we have these databases. Previously, they were available through subscription to libraries and universities and so on. We've simply said we want everybody to have access to this information, because we do want to hear what people think of the information. We want feedback on it, and we're going to create a competition within a few months, apps for development competition. We'll be challenging people to come up, use this data, and come up with new ways of interpreting conditions in countries, new ways of combining it with data, and helping people understand more broadly what's going on in developing countries. Let me give you an example. So with the Haiti disaster that struck, we took a bunch of aerial, with some of our partners in the international sphere, we took aerial photographs of the destruction after the fact. And what we did was we invited a whole bunch of different groups to come in and look at that data. It included sort of relief experts, engineers, and even people from Random Hacks of Kindness, a group of hackers that really do good work. And they all came together globally and interacted with the data and quickly started to do some assessments on the damage, number of buildings destroyed, assessments on foundations and structures. And we really got a jump start on doing the damage and needs assessment that we were having to do anyway, and came up with that $11.5 billion needed for rebuilding in Haiti. So it's just one example of how when you throw it open to the crowd, and the expert crowd in this case, you can further the work you have to do by letting people get access to the information.
So I was at Transparency Camp a couple weeks ago, and this was a subject of some discussion. And from what I understand, this has been a little bit of a difficult sell within the organization as to, hold on, why are we doing this? How does this actually help us get our job done better?
Well, actually, I think what's gone on now is since we launched this earlier last week, there's been such a huge amount of attention and publicity around it and positive feedback from a whole range of, you know, governments and civil society groups, and especially people that really follow data and are advocating for open data. There's been so much positive feedback that everybody in the bank is really excited about this because, you know, this is a knowledge institution. We have experts from around the world who really apply their knowledge and share it across countries and across regions to try and improve situation on the ground for some of the poorest people in the poorest countries. And when you share the information, get feedback from others, you obviously come up with better solutions. So, you know, what happens in one country may apply in another country, and you can really accelerate and jumpstart some of the outcomes that you're trying to get in terms of actually helping people advance and helping countries move people out of poverty.
But there's also seems like there's also that comes with it is more eyeballs, maybe additional accountability. And you just have to ask the folks over at the Recovery Accountability and Transparency Board. They'll tell you a little bit of embarrassment sometimes can come along with it, too. Do you go into this a little bit prepared for that?
Yeah, well, what we've actually done, if you go to data.worldbank.org, you'll see prominently there's actually a feedback button. So what we're actually asking people to do is to provide us with feedback. We want to hear from people about the data. We want to hear from people about how it's being presented, if they're spotting things that they think need to be challenged or looked at. You know, tell us about it, and that's part of this. We want to hear from people. So feedback is really an important part of this, and that's about the bank being open and interacting with people and getting ideas and from outside to combine with the expertise we have here to make the institution more forward-looking, forward-leaning, and more effective at the end of the day.
I have a three-prong question, so bear with me. Number one, was this hard to do? Number two, were you able to see how others did it and take some best practices from them? And number three, what advice would you give others as they look to you and take best practices from you?
Well, all very good questions, and of course, we did spend a lot of time looking at what others have done in this arena, and specifically, we spent some time with some of the experts that have been worked on this at the White House. Data.gov, as you know, is the initiative the U.S. government has underway.
Right.
So we actually did speak with the folks over there and got some guidance around some of the things that they found, and one of the things was, you know, the need to make sure that you do provide for feedback and are willing to listen to what people say about the data, and secondly, that the ease of use and the ability for people to come in and actually interact with the data in a simple fashion is really key as well, because, you know, if you're presenting the information and just have sort of hard sets of data that people can download, you know, unless you're an expert, there's not much you can do with that. So we've built a lot of interesting tools into the website itself, data.worldbank.org, and we're also going to continue developing new applications that people can actually use. And at the same time, once we launch this competition, Apps for Development challenge, then we'll actually get more applications that will also be included as well. So we think this is a very much of an evolving approach to how people can gain better understanding of living conditions, life expectancy, maternal mortality, and all those really important indicators that tell the story of what's going on in these countries. So the one thing that this has been a sort of a big initiative that President Robert Zoellick has really driven, he's really been behind this, and his view very much is the institution needs to open up increasingly. And as I said, this is one important step towards a broader access to information approach that we'll be kicking off on July 1st.